Hello, Rabbi Sai. It is Erev Pesach, and today's daf is daf Dalet. Starting a few lines down, Kol Hadum Mishadim, all red fruits, when they become red. Miyasha Tani, so Miyasha, the name of a person, Tana Braisa, Rima Shinikra Be'afilu Prida Achas. If you have a pomegranate which was pecked by birds, even if only one seed was pecked by the birds, apparently the birds are very big mevinim, and they know when something is ripe, and they won't peck from the rimon until it's ripe. So once we see the birds have started to peck at it, so kula chibul amaiser, the entire unit is what they call it. As a unit, that means all the seeds of the pomegranate are ripe, and the entire pomegranate is considered to have reached the oinas hamaiser. Similarly, Eshkol Shobishoboy, Afilo Garger Yechidi, if you have a cluster of grapes, and a single grape has ripened, Kul Chibula Maisa, the entire cluster is now considered to have reached the Oinas HaMaisa. Again, the reason, the Daf Kamina, whether it's reached Oinas HaMaisa, is not only the fact that you are able to designate it as Maiser, it's not too early in the process, but also that you can no longer eat it derach keva, apparently, either. Amar Rav Chanina, Pashtei Hulon. Miyasha, the one that we were just quoting before, he explained to us, the Braisa, to mean that not only the cluster of grapes is considered to have reached Oinas Maiser, Kol Oisa HaGefen, the entire vine. So you can have 20 clusters of grapes. One grape on the entire vine, if it becomes ripe, means the entire vine is ripe. Kol Oisa HaMin, entire type of grape, even not on the same vine, but a nearby vine is also considered. And then he went even further, the entire side of the vineyard that the ripe grape was located on. Not only one side, but the entire vineyard. So you'll have one grape that'll impact an entire vineyard. It's just unbelievable. One grape, an entire vineyard? Does this make any sense? I mean, the Metzias, it's just hard for me to understand the partial shot over here. I grew grapes myself. I mean, one grape has no shaychas with the other grapes. I mean, it could easily be that one grape is ripe and many other grapes are small or not ready yet. But yet here we're saying that it is. It has to be a shot here. I'm not sure what it is right now. Hoya karam katan v'asol gadol. Now here we're going to have two different pshatim over here. So if you had a small karam and then you went and you bought the adjacent field and you expanded the karam, now it's a big karam. Gadol, if it was small, I'm sorry, it was large, but I saw ukotin and you made it small. So I guess you sold it. I guess you sold half of it, let's say. So you're only left with a smaller property. Echad. You had one large vineyard, va'aso shnayim, and you made it into two by putting a mechitza down the middle of it. So now you have two vineyards instead of one. Shnayim va'aso echad. If you have two, unless you had one in the, you had one vineyard, large vineyard which had a fence down the middle, making it two, and then you took away the fence. So what's the deal in all these cases? In other words, do you say that since one grape was originally, let's take some example over here. Let's start with the first case. You had a small carom, and you bought an adjacent field and made it large. So let's say before you bought it, I mean, I guess that would be the case. Before you bought the vineyard, one of the grapes in the small vineyard became ripe. And then you bought the adjacent vineyard, so I guess since the one grape was going to impact the whole vineyard, so now that you bought another one, It's gonna impact that vineyard now? I mean, that sounds like a strange kind of a question. And to say that just because it was small at the beginning, but then you bought it subsequently and made it larger, and then it became ripe, why would that be even a half a minute to say that it's not going to impact the rest of the vineyard? That's just one case. This whole thing is a little strange, especially, let's take the cases of the splitting into two. If you had a large vineyard, and then one of the grapes becomes ripe, see, the sequence will matter a lot. And then you split the large vineyard into two by putting a fence through the center. So are you going to say that since you put the fence through the center, so now it's two different vineyards, and therefore that one grape getting ripe wouldn't have impact the other vineyard, which is now on the other side of the fence? I mean, it depends if you're talking about whether it became ripe before you put the fence in, or it became ripe after you put the fence in. That's what I would say. But that doesn't make very logical sense necessarily. Anyway, so it brings down over here concerning Ish that the Gemara said that Rabbi Yossi said that if other grapes, even if the other grapes are not on the same side of the vineyard, they're also considered ripe. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yossi, saying, why should being on the same vineyard make any difference? Would you suggest a large vineyard is divided in two by a fence, that the ripening of a grape on one side of the fence would have no effect on the grapes on the other side? Whereas if the fence is removed, the ripening would affect the other grapes? Of course not. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Having a fence or not having a fence, how the ripening of a grape would make an impact or not make an impact based on, you know, that fact doesn't seem. So the Gemara's really asking a question on the last shita. So it wouldn't be like it's the way it's set up originally without Chazanish, it would be a teiku. We would just be asking a question, we wouldn't have an answer. Teiku, Eliyahu will tell us the answer. That's one way to approach it. The other approach is that we're actually asking a question on him. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's see. And 1 second. And one more thing, so that it would make sense for the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Hey of Maestras, ripening of one grape imparts the status of ripe to all grapes on the same side of the vineyard. He does not say that all the grapes in the entire vineyard are considered ripe. So he holds that Yaisi Barbon is dochoi because of these kashas that they asked on him. So if you learn the way the Chazon Ish learns it, so we asked a question on his shita, so therefore the Rambam didn't bother with his shita and paskin, like a Tanakama, that it only impacts the one side of the vineyard where the grape was found to be ripe. Shmuel Amar, now we're coming into a whole different thing, which we dealt with in an earlier Masechta regarding Gilui, not Gilui. The same idea of Gilui, that if you have a snake that bit into a food, you have to be worried that the venom spread throughout the whole food. So, Dalash Shenikub Beis Aviha, Ibeha, if a gourd was punctured at the place of its growth, meaning it was still attached to the ground. Kol Isa Haguma Asura, the entire hole, that is to say, they would place a group of gourds together in one hole, and it would be forbidden because we would say, Mehekatesi, maybe the snake, just like it bit this one, it bit one of the other ones, and the fact that you don't see bite marks doesn't make a difference because maybe the bite marks got covered over time because they were growing, or something like that. So, Mar says, "Afemach brois tamar kain." The same thing would be true about brooms of palms, meaning if you have a date that was found to be punctured, all the dates that are attached to the broom are forbidden. Amar Yaisi Shal Yonasan ben Charso ish Ginisa esrumim liver kavim biyavne. He asked them the following question: Ikurei retav ibehin. If you had not yet fully ripe grapes that were punctured while they were still attached to the tree, Mahain, what's the status? Amruloi. So they said, Kol Oisei HaDekel Oser, the entire palm tree will be Oser. So, The question is, what was the purpose of the question? L'chaira, it should be punctured that's forbidden to eat the grape, the dates that are punctured. Rabbi Yossi, l'chaim tzricha, it's necessary for him to ask the question, b'sheniku kulon. If you had a case where all the dates on the tree were punctured, now that's not the way snakes operate. The snake will bite one or two of them, five, three or four of them, but to say he's going to bite every single fruit, that's only something that happens with birds. That we had a flock of birds that all gathered around this tree, and they all pecked away at these at the dates, and so if they're all found to have these marks, maybe you're not chosesh for the achbar. The Gemara's response, therefore, is that nonetheless they're still also because we're afraid a snake punctured them. Okay. Footnote one has different interesting ideas. We're going to keep going. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Hasida Nikure Retev, not yet fully ripe dates that were punctured B'Ibehen while they were still attached to the tree. Osir, they're Osir. V'harav V'magumen Heter V'enon Izrakin. The people are not makman on this and they don't get Hezek, was even though we deem that they should be makbid, but we see that they don't get hurt because of Shem Reb Sonim Hashem. That's the general rule that when people are knowing a certain way, we're not worried about it. Okay. Now it says, "Harimainim Mishay Yimasu." Pomegranates from the time Yimasu. What does that mean? What does Mishi Yimasu mean? When the edible part of the pomegranate can be crushed under your hand and juice comes out, so that's a certain stage of ripeness. Rabbi Yehuda, our pastor, Hashem, Yerushalayim, and Levi, Yishen Yachnisu Mechatzah. From the time that they amass half the amount of juice that they would, the fully ripe pomegranates would issue. So if the fully ripe pomegranate would issue a gallon of pomegranate juice. So once it reaches the ability to produce a half a gallon, that would be enough. Rabbi Yonah Ba'i, so he says, how do you know that Yimasu means that you reached a half point? Maybe he heard this from the rabbis whose expertise is in the words of Agadata. Because the rabbis in Agadah explained, Achenu Hemasuas Levavenu, talking about, I think this is by the Meraglim, right? Four. Achenu Hemasuas Levavenu. One second, let me check this. Oh, no, not the Olim. Achenu Hemasuas Levavenu, Lemar, I'm God of Ram, Menu, Ram, those two special ones, Gavin, I'm not going to be Inu Shum. Right, so this is a reaction to the Meraglim. Saying how powerful it is in Eretz Yisrael. And the simple meaning is, it says in the footnote 5 over here, our brothers melted our hearts, Himasu. The Agadata says Himasu is like middle. In Greek word for middle, meso. So it means our brothers split our hearts in two. It means they caused us to vacillate between having faith that God could bring us into the land and the other that the land's occupants are too strong for us. So we have to figure out what are we going to go up against here in terms of how much of the message are we going to listen to. So it's Hamasos of the. It ended up splitting us. So, I guess some people believe one way, and other people believe another way, and we're not trying to make a pshar between these two groups. It's just like trying to make a pshar between people who are Machal Shabbos, people who are not Machal Shabbos, kind of. So the Gemara leaves it as a shark. Hatamar Mishatil Sa'ar. They saw like Sa'ador, Pia Barva, Amar, Mishay's Malayacharis. And the crevice fills in. Rabbiana Bai, Rabbiana asks the following question. Coming over. What are we dealing with in the Mishnah when we say the tithing for dates is when they swell like sourdough? In Bishayis Male HaCharetz, if we're talking about when the crevice fills, as Rabbi Barvo explained, novellas, the date is then in novellas. It's a wind-blown date, which has not yet reached the tithing state. In Bishayis Tifrosh Gar Ino Mitach HaEichel, if we're talking about the pit separates from the edible part of the Eichel, B'sheila, he called Sarcha, it's fully ripe. So that can't be the intent of the Mishnah when it's telling us ripening commences. The Gemara is an indicator for when the stage, when they swell like in sourdough, has been reached. Rabban de Kisrin Amri, they said the following from Caesarea. From time they can be spread out in the sun and become good to eat. And it says Haparaskan Mishatil Gidim, from the time they develop sinews. From the time they develop red sinews. I'm just gonna keep reading, I guess. Ha'igaizim, walnuts, ashkedim, and almonds. Mishayasu Magura, from the time they make a store room. Yuda Aimer, Ha'igaizim, ashkedim, Mishayasu Klipa, the time they form a skin. Omru, so here's a brisa. They explained in a brisa. Omru, Klipin, Sha'omru. Yeah, just...